where on Simon Samach Tes we had learned parts of the Sif. Let us go back again to the beginning of the Sif, and we'll cover the Inyonim we had skipped over last week. Im yesh b'nei Adam shispalulu kol echad b'fnei atzmai b'yochid. There are people, there are 10 people that daven b'yichidis. V'loy shamu, and they didn't hear loy kaddish, v'loy kedusha. They didn't hear kaddish in bochu, in kedusha. And now these 10 people who are ready up gedavente, they daven the complete davening. They davened all b'yechidis, and now these 10 people come together. And they have a common problem. They didn't hear Bochu, they didn't say Kedusha, they didn't hear the Kaddish before Bochu. So I made Echad Mehem, so one of them stands up now, V'Oimel Kaddish, U'Bochu, U'Brocha Rishayne Yitzarer V'lo Yitzar. And he says, Kaddish Bochu, and he says out loud, the first Brocha Yitzarer, and he says it out loud, even though he had already said Yitzarer before, but now he's saying Yitzarer to enable him to make a Bochu. So he says it out loud, and they hear how he says it, V'lo Yitzar. And that's it. And with that, he chapped a rein, a kaddish, and a borchu, and one says yaitzareir, and all of them hear this yaitzareir. V'zeh nikro peires al shema. What is the translation of peires al shema? Loshen chaticha ferusa, a piece. That means he's saying a piece of birchas krishma. Shein oimrim elo k'tas mimen. He's not saying the whole birchas krishma. There's no need to say the whole birchas krishma because he said it already. They all said it already. He's just saying a chelik of birchas krishma to enable him to say bochu, kaddish and bochu, hago. And the Achshav, now the Ramah says, Leinogu loima kol birchas yetzarer. Our meaning is that to chap a rein, to say a kaddish and a bochu, it is not necessary to say the whole birchas yetzarer. Eloimrim kaddish u bochu, veineinim achav boruch Hashem hamavoyach. And we had learned last week, the machlokes, the machaber and the Ramah is, the machaber holds if the one of them said bochu, and they don't say a broche afterwards, and the broche is the yetzer hamoiris, that is the broche that is intended to be said after the bochu, so if they don't say it, so it seems like they're kaifrim chas v'shalom. He said, Bochu as Hashem amavoyruch, say a broche to the Rebbeinu Shaloylam, and no one says a broche. So therefore, the Mechaber held that it is necessary, if we want to say a bochu, but the bochu has a meaning. That one person is telling 9 other people that they should make a broche to the Rebbeinu Shaloylam, and the broche is, the broche is Bichas Yitzarer. The Ramah holds that it is not necessary, for them to say the whole Birchas Yitzarer, because just like we find when someone is Oyla L'Torah, so he says, Bochu as Hashem Hamvoyroch, and it is sufficient when they answer, Bochu Hashem Hamvoyroch L'Oylam Vod, that is sufficient. You don't have to say a whole Baruchet to answer the Bochu. So Memela, so the Ramah says, so it is not necessary, to say Birchas Yitzarer out loud and to be mighty the Olam with Yitzarer, because we can answer the Bochu by saying Boruch Hashem HaMavoyach L'Olam Vod, and we chapter a Kaddish and a Bochu. That is what the Rambam holds. So that's the Machlokes and Machaber and the Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down we paskin like the Rambam. Now, Yesh Oimrim, Shepersim Bekriyasma Shel Arvitz. Others hold that just like there is a concept that if, let's say we had, let's speak about the case that we're starting off with, that we had 10 people that happened to be Yechidis, and now they come together, they want to hear a Bochu, so one says Bochu, and they answer Boch Hashem Avoyrech according to the Ramah. So the same thing will be by Meirev. Shepersim b'krishma shalavis. That means if you have 10 people that daven b'yechidis, now they want to hear a bochu, they come together now, so one person will tell to the other 9, bochu Hashem b'yechach, and they'll say bochu Hashem b'yechach le'lavot, v'kaptarayin a bochu. K'moy b'shachis. Others hold that one can do this. B'loy no'agu came, but the minig is not like this. Mishum deleko kaddish koidem bolchu shal avis. Because since me'ikar adin, there's no need to say kaddish by Meirev, even though there are others have a minig to say kaddish, but it seems that minig was not a minig kavua. So the Gemara is saying, so this concept of Poiris al Shma to Chaparayin a Kaddish in Bochu, that is when you're missing a Kaddish in a Bochu, so there was this takone, we say Kaddish in Bochu. But since by Meirev is no Kaddish before the Bochu, Vreinoge came Bishum to like a Kaddish Koidem Bochu Shal Arvis, that there's no Kaddish, so the whole accomplishment of saying a bochu would be only for a bochu alone. That means we don't say a kaddish. So the minig is there, so there is no, so the minig is that we don't say bochu by Meirev. The minig is we don't say bochu by Meirev because for that's the minig. Now let us just think for 1 minute. If a person wants to say Bochu, so he could say Bochu. That means that he could say Bochu. And just, I'd like to mention the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the meaning is not to say Bochu, but you want to say Bochu, Tovu Yolov Brocha. But we'll speak, it's not so poshut, but I'll kapon him. The way we are learning now, that should be the flow in the Ramah. The flow in the Ramah should be that the minig is, when Sadake Moshe, the Dake Moshe says that it seems the minig is you don't say it. Yet, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is, Im Echad Roitze Lahachmer Al Atzmoy, V'Lifleis Ba'arvis, Ein Moichim B'yod. If a person wants to say Bochu, he could say, V'Tovei Olav Brochet. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, but we'll come back to that. So, Kaponim, so far we learned that there's, and we have a case that we're speaking about 10 people, Davin B'Yechidis, and now they come together and they want to rectify what they had missed in their previous davening. They missed a Bochu, so they say Bochu. Kaddish, Bochu, according to the Mechaba, they say Yetzirah, that's loud. According to the Ramah, you don't have to say Yetzirah, you just say the Bochu, and that's called Choyres al Shema. Now let's go back to the Mechaba. La'acher shesimu birchas Yetzirah. So now we chapterain a Bochu. Oymer, but we're missing something else. We are missing Kedusha. We didn't hear Kedusha. Is Yomer, so now Yomer always Gvuris, one person goes and starts davening, again, they all daven Shemayna Esrei, B'Yechidis. Now one person will say, always Gvuris, Ukedusha Va'ata Kodesh. He's going to say now to after the Kodesh out loud. V'zeh nikra oivah lifnei hateve, and this is considered oivah lifnei hateve. That means he's saying now Shemayne Esrei to be moitzi the oilam with kedusha that they didn't hear. This is in order to enable them to hear kedusha. Now, and we'll see soon. This person that says Shemayne Esrei to after Hatzah Kodesh, he has to finish the Shemayne Esrei. There's no such thing as a half a Shemayne Esrei. But he'll say, this we'll see later, he'll say out loud to Hatzah Kodesh, Baruch Hashem Akel HaKodesh, and then, so everyone heard Kedusha already, they heard Kedusha, he will finish Shemayne Esrei quietly, the others can go away already. Because Kaponim, that's called Oivel Lifnei Ateve, and they Chaptarain Akdusha. Yeah. Now the Mechaba says further, Vein Oisim Dvorim Eilu Bepoches Meyasole. Now, this Bolchu, this Kaddish, and the Bolchu, and the Kedusha, you need 10 people to be around. This has to be done with 10 people. Mishum David Dvorim Sheb Kedusha, Dvorim Sheb Kedusha, Kaddish, Bochu, Kedusha. Now, that's that. Now, the Mechaber says further, V'tzorich Lachzer Acha Shisha Shaloi Shomu. Now, the Mechaber says, if we want to say, let's say, Kedusha V'nikdashti, so we need at least 6 that didn't hear Kedusha. In our case, all 10 didn't hear. That's Kabbalistic. So we have 10 people who didn't hear Kedusha. What is if we don't have such a scenario, we only have, let's say, 4 people that didn't hear Kedusha, they don't be a Yechidus. And so you need 6 that didn't hear and 4 that heard already. That means I want to make daven now a Shemayne Esrei with a Kedusha, so I need Rav Chiyuvim. That means Rav people who didn't hear Kedusha, then I can make this. Rav people that didn't hear Bocha, then I can make this. That means that the Mechaber was speaking about that all 10 didn't hear. Baldik, if I don't have 10 that didn't hear, I have 6 that didn't hear. I come now, this 4 people around, and I say, please stay around. I want to say a bochu in the kedusha, and you have 6 that are mechuyeh. So there should be 6 who didn't hear bochu in kedusha, and I can use 4 that heard already. Daino roi vasor. That's ashitas chadaino tam, that we cannot do this whole inyan unless you have roi of a minyan. Then you say rubik roi mechuyavim. Reim ha-mechuyiv to hear Baruch Hu, Reim ha-mechuyiv to hear Kedusha. So then the din is, so you need 10. So I'll kaponim, so you say, Ruboi kekuloi, and then you can make a Baruch Hu and a Kedusha. That's the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. V'im einam nimtzoi, what is if you don't have Reim ha-mechuyivim, afilu bishvil echot shloi shoma oimlet. So now there's a shittas Rashi. We're speaking with 2 shittas over here. So l'chatchila, one should be machmer, and this should only be done if there are 6 that have to hear kedusha or 6 that have to hear bochu. That's l'chatchila. And b'di'evet, if you don't have that, but there's 1 that didn't hear kedusha, 1 that didn't hear bochu, that's also sufficient. That he's going to go and he'll say the Bochu and the Kedusha, the Kaddish and the Bochu, and that will be sufficient. That's what the Mechaber says. V'im einam nimtzoim, afilu bishvil echot shloi shoma, oimrim. Afilu one person didn't hear Kedusha, one person didn't hear Bochu, he can also say. He didn't hear, so he's mechuyiv to hear, so... Like in Mitzarev, 9 people who heard already, and they'll be Mitzarev. That's one halacha. Now he says a second halacha. So now we have here, Lamaisa, we are Mekel. We have one person who didn't hear Bochu or Kedusha. And now he finds nine other people. So he says to them, please help me, I should hear a Bochu and a Kedusha. I'll say the Bochu and Kedusha, you just answer the Bochu, the Kedusha, the Kedusha. And so, but the end, if that's the case, he can do this also. Now the Mechaber says more than that. Fafilu Misha Shoma, Fafilu, a person, this person who didn't hear the Bochu and didn't hear the Kedusha, he's very embarrassed to say Kedavim, to say Kaddish, the Bochu, he can't do that. But Al Kapon, he said, listen, I didn't hear the Bochu, I didn't hear Kedusha, please do me a favor. You say, you know, Kedavim, you're not Peshul, you're not Shah, you say the Bochu for me. And this person heard Bochu already. So the Mechaber says, "Vafilu mi sheshoma," the one who didn't hear and nine heard. "Vafilu mi sheshoma yochel lifreis al shema v'lavu l'vnei etele b'shvil oisoi shalei shema." He can say kaddish bochu and shmeine esrei. They'll say kedusha for the person who didn't hear. Umikom b'kaim. But the Mechaber says, "Im oisoi shaloi shoma, boki lifreis al shema v'lava lifnei ha-teve, mutem sheyifreis v'yavane v'teve hu, mi sheyifreis v'yavane ha-teve achar shekvar shoma." But if the person who didn't hear is capable of saying himself Kaddish and Bochu and Shemayna Esrei, it would be preferable. He's a boki, so he should say it himself. Not so poshut, someone else should say it for him if he himself could say it. If he can't say it, so then there's a din kol yisrael arev himzel lezeh. So another person will say it for him, but if he himself could say it, so it would be preferable that he should say it. Now let's go further into the most, we'll get the picture more or less clear. Hago umi sha'iva lifnei ha'teve. Now we learn that there's an inyan oivel of neyateve, means we are going to say, we're saying for one person at least, with one person we are davening the first three brochas of Shemayna Esrei in order to chaparayin HaKedusha. Well, this person didn't hear Kedusha. Hago omisha oivel lifnei hateve, the person who is davening Shemayna Esrei now to be mitzi with the Kedusha, va'omar sholish ha-brochis ha-rishaynis, so he says, sholish brochis ha-rishaynis, that's called Yen Sat HaKodesh, yashlim kol ha-tfila. So this person who is saying, he's davening Shemayna Esrei, it could be in our case, they all davened Shemayna Esrei before, but now he's davening Shemayna Esrei in order to say a Kedusha. Yashlim kol ha-tfilah. So you can't stop in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. That means by Birchas Krishma, the Birchas Krishma, one broch isn't dependent on the second one. Ha-broch is a ma'akvi, says. So there by the Birchas Krishma, what? He's saying it for Kedusha. But he's saying it for a different reason. He's saying an extra Shemayna Esrei for Kedusha. For the other guy. But he's saying it. You're allowed to say Shemayna Esrei for Kedusha. That means, what? That's right. But just like Kashat says, in this, the Bir Aloche, God brings down a Tosfos in Megillah, so we shouldn't feel too bad about it. The Tosfos asks Akasha that Chazal were misakin Chazal Sashat because people did not know how to daven. So Tosfos says, but nowadays we know how to daven. Why do we make Chazal Sashat? That's a Tosfos Kasha Megillah. So Tosfos says, for Kedusha. So we make a whole Shemayna Esrei for Kedusha. So it's not too bad, what we just said now. So Al Koponim, we'll speak about Nafkeminis with our normal shots in this case, but Al Koponim, there is such a concept that there were Mesakin, if you need a Kedusha, someone needs a Kedusha, the only way you can say, make some of the Kedusha Kodesh, the Kedusha is only said as a part of Shemayna Esrei. But if you, we need a Kedusha, she can have a Shemayna Esrei in order to be made to someone with Kedusha. So he has to end the whole Shemayna Esrei. He shouldn't stop. Oh, I said Kedusha. I couldn't talk. He shouldn't be Mamsik. He davened already. He's doing it for Yenna. But Al Kaponim, the only way Kedusha can be said, if it's a part of a complete Shemayna Esrei, so he has to daven the whole Shemayna Esrei. Avola Acherim, but the other people, there were nine people here that heard the Kedusha, let's say one needed to hear the Kedusha, Yecholim lahapsik achakach. They can stop. They can go away. That means he said a kedusha. They said kodesh. They go away, and he finishes Shemayna Esrei. What? He continues. He finishes the whole Shemayna Esrei. The Choshkein. We'll see later is another case. So this is more or less the halachis of Pesach of Shema v'Oiva lifnei Hateva. Now let's see some Mishnah Berurahs which we skipped over last week. We'll make it a little bit more complicated. Let's see the Mishnah Berurahs of Katan Aleph. So the Machaber made the tzior of Pesach al Shema. He made the case was that 10 people davened be Yechidis. They didn't have a Baruch, or they didn't have a Kedusha. Now they came together. Oh, so let's go. We all have the same problem. Let's go. Now we'll be Pesach al Shema for Evel of Neyatayim. For Radbaz besimen reish mem alef chelek dalet poligalze. The Radbaz disagrees with this halach. V'zeh l'shoynei, im yispalalu asore kol echot b'yechidi. If 10 people daven b'yechidi, say daven shmeinach, and that's the case of the Mechaber, porach minayu kaddish u'kedusha, k'demrinin gabi b'ychas ha'mozi, so the Radbaz says, amoyo dikezach, the Radbaz says like this, let's speak about another case. Let's say, there were three people who ate together. Three people ate together, and each one benched b'yechidus. Each one benched b'yechidus. Fine. He benched. They benched without a zimon. They ate together. They should be mezamen. They didn't do it. Fine. They finished. Then someone taps them on the shoulder. You know, the benching with zimon. You should have benched with zimon. Okay, I'll do tshuva. We'll bench again. We'll start again. We'll bench over again. But this time, we'll bench with a zimun. Zukta Radbaz, you know what that is? That's a brocha levatol. I'm sorry. You benched already. You missed out. You benched without a zimun. Yeah, that's right, 100%. You didn't have a mehudadik benching. But you can't rectify this by benching over again. With a zimun, I'm sorry, you benched already. You lost it. It's a movish aliyuchal iskain. So the Radbaz says, on the case of the Mechaber, what are you talking about? That there's an Indian that when you daven Shemayna Esrei, you should say Kedusha in the Shemayna Esrei. That's right, by Chazal Soshat. But you all daven for Yechidus, you daven the Shemayna Esrei without a Kedusha. You said Birchas Krishma without a vocal. And now, we'll do it better. We'll say now, Akadosh with a vocal, we'll daven Shemayna Esrei with the Kedusha. So the Radbaz says, I'm sorry, you can't do this. You can't do such a thing. Because if they davened already, that means the Radbaz is saying a specific case. If they davened already, that means, let's talk about a different case. A person didn't daven at all. He comes and And this Aminyan here, that was the diddly here. This was Aminyan. I didn't happen. I want to say Kaddish Bochu. I want to say Kedusha. Cholakovit. That everyone agrees to. Okay, he didn't daven. So I want to make a want to chaparayna bochu. So then the Radbaz would agree with this halacha. There is such a concept of poiris al shema ba'ivel if neyateve. But this concept is only if this person didn't daven. He is a chiv to say kedusha. He is a chiv to say bochu. So now I want to say kedusha and bochu. Gevaldik, this you can do. No problem. And then we hear the fill of that there's nine that already said, but I didn't hear. So I can chaparayn a kaddish, a bochu, and a kedusha. And then this applies. But the Radbaz says, but in the case of the mechaper, we're talking about they all davened already. They finished davening. And now they want to rectify what they had missed. They'll daven over again. Sorry. You can't daven over again. That's the Radbaz. No, it's not. It's irrelevant. The Radbaz is saying a concept that Zimun is a hiddur to the Bichas Hamazon, but the hiddur is only if you do it before you bet. What? You're enhancing the Bichas Hamazon. But if you benched already, you can't go back and bench over again. You benched already. So he says, if you davened by Yechidus without Kedusha, you davened without a Bochu, you can't go back again. There's no, you lost your opportunity. If he didn't daven. If he didn't daven. So Memela, so he... So then he gets then the Radbaz is moided. So he didn't daven yet. He wants to daven with a proper davening. He wants to daven with a kedusha.
Somebody else.
That's Radbaz will be moided. As long as he's mechuv, I can do for him. Okay. Now let's see. Yeah. אף אגב שאחר כך נסחבו עשור, אינם יכולים להחזר לספר לו בקדש הקדושה. So the Radbaz disagrees with the Mechaba. ואם חוזרו ויספר לו, חביב רוחה לבטולה. Not a chapterine הקדושה, no a chapterine שמיינה עשרה ברוחס לבטולה. That's what the Radbaz says. אין שם. והוא מדברו בקיצה במוגן אברו. But so now we have a serious problem. We have here the Mechaber says that even though they daven b'yechidus, they can still rectify it and daven over Shemoneh Esrei for Kedusha and then say a Bochu. And that's and the Rabbah says you can't do it. Now how do we pass the halacha? B'sefer Mogen Geborim b'Chayyodim Mevi'im Dvorov l'halacha. They bring down the Rabbah. That you can't do it. But Shuvis are a mass and pedal the chayim and the bolch who are iskimu mash with the poisik and shulchan aruch. So in Mela we have already chilukei deis. Others say like the shulchan aruch, others say like the Radbaz. Ochein, but Shuvis chsam soif a chelik a chayim simen yedzayim kosev techein amo devar ki ha Radbaz. The chsam soif says, listen, the minute is like the Radbaz, finished. Right? So that's the Chassam Sofer, the Pesach Hazor. The minute is like the Radbaz, so our hands are tied. We do like the Radbaz. Okay. Gam la Radbaz, and this is he just mentioned what you just asked before. Im yesh echod me'em shaloi yispalu. If there's one person, the problem is there were people that davened. This person he has a legitimate right to hear a bochu and a kaddish and a bochu and a kedusha. Ach, fine. So now he has a right to a shemineh esrei with a kedusha. Ach lo yispalu mitchila atfila belachash. But he shouldn't first daven atfila belachash, and then he's going to daven over a hichish menesle. His whole heter, the whole din of two shmenesles is by a tzibur. The tzibur first daven atfila belachash, and then we daven a hichish menesle. He's not a tzibur. There's no takon of two tfilas over here. He has a problem. He wants to daven a Shemayna Esra with a Kedusha. Fine. So when you come to Shemayna Esra, you're davening alone. There's nine people there. So you go and you start davening your Shemayna Esra. You daven out loud. The nine people heard already everything. You daven out loud. Till Akel HaKodesh, you have to rein a Kedusha. Then you continue davening. You didn't daven yet. But you daven out loud to make a kedusha. Ach lo yispalo mitchila atfila belachash. Ach yispalo tekev atfila bekel rom. If he wants to a kedusha, you're entitled to do this. B'chaygam lo shayich porach chayvus tfila minayu. You can't say that he lost it. He lost the chiyuv of tfila bekedusha. The Rabbi Shmuel Atzmarim. He's not saying it for them. He's saying it for himself. Geen kassen van morgen, gebeuren we ze met koef gaf daal, het woord in de echt, wij eisen we schik maar jod. So now, again, this person has a problem, he wants to hear Kedusha, and he again, he's tongue-tied, he can't daven. So one of these nine can daven for him, because al kaponim, he has a legitimate right to say, Eshmein Esra for Kedusha, so someone will daven for him. The land of Lefnei Teve Bishmilech, the Kami Bishulchanoch, the Kim de Yesh al Kaponim Echot, Shloyotza Adayin Yitay Tvile, Kol Yisrael Areimim Zebozeh, and that's the stint. So now let us, I'd just like to mention one thing, that we have here a machlokes, the Radbaz and the Mechaba. The Radbaz holds if a person, so let's talk about a poshita case, and then we'll talk about a not such a poshita case. A poshita case, let's say that Reuven daven be yechidus at home meirib. Fine. He daven meirib already. Now he comes to shul, comes to Beis Medrash, there's a minion over here, and he also daven, but he didn't hear a bochu. So now he's going to go and he wants, so by meirib to say bochu, so others say you can do the same thing, others say the minig is, you don't have to do it, because there's only a bochu, there's no kaddish, you don't have to do it. So he mentioned before the Shulchan Aruch, but what if he wants to do it? Sabrentam, he didn't say bochu, I mean, today wasn't such a good day, he didn't have too many schusim, he wants to chap around him, before he goes to sleep, he should have something to show what he accomplished today. Zok upon him, he wants to say a bochu. Zok to Shulchan Aruch, you want to say a bochu by Meirit? You're allowed to do it. And Tavi Ola Broche. But now let's start thinking out loud. But he davened b'yechidus already. He davened b'yechidus, so he davened already. So according to the Radbaz, I'm sorry, Rabbi, you davened already b'yechidus. It's porach. So the didn't you lost it? You davened my, you lost it. Fine. So, l'chayre, according to the Radbaz, he can't do it. He wants to do something good before he goes to sleep. Not the bochu. Try to learn a few mishnayos. Not the bochu. The bochu is already too late. That's according to the Radbaz. But let's talk about another case. Another case, a person comes into shul, comes late, but davenenu. They're up to Amare Varov. So he also starts davening. But he started davening with a minion. He started davening, I mean, they're ahead of him. He started davening with a minyan. And now we've finished the davening. And now, so let us think for 1 minute if he can say a bochu. Now, he davened with a minyan. There's a difference than the case of the Ratzav. He davened with a minyan. And Be'etzim, if I'm davening with a minyan, there's a chiyuv bochu. There's a chiyuv bochu. I mean, not pshat is I davened without a minyan. I davened with a minyan. I came too late, so I couldn't hear the bochu. So now there's a shaila. If, according to the Radbaz, if I can, since I davened with a minyan, so I davened, when you daven with a minyan, there's a chiyuv bochu. I couldn't say bochu them because they're in the middle of my life. So it could be, I could say Bochu. Could be not. This is a suffix in the Tehillah LeDavid. This is a suffix in the Bir HaLoche. The Tehillah in the Bir HaLoche also says maybe he can say Bochu. A filu according to the Ratbaz. And the Tehillah LeDavid paskins like that, you could say Bochu. So now I just want to say, this is Noyig. Every time, not every time, you come to a shul and you hear after Shemayna Esrei someone says Bochu, he came late and he says Bochu. So this could be a filu according to the Radbaz, since he davened with a tzibur, so when he davened, his ma'ir was mechuyim a Bochu. But he couldn't say the Bochu then, so could be he could say the Bochu later. So that could be according to us. Now, a filu according to the Radbaz. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot Meches, or Kedusha, he says Kedusha, Ayin Bogo B'Somach Shemesayim Kola Tfila Gamkein, Va'ayin Lo B'Sivkot Nalv, Tadas HaRadbaz, Dein Inig Din Oivu Lefnei Ateve, Om Ken Yesh, Pem Al Kaponim Echad Shle Yispalu Ladai. If there was, yeah. V'Kosev Amogin Abram, Mir Anirali, Dim Ein Shom Shisho Shle Yispalu Lu, there were not six people that didn't daven. There were five. Five didn't daven, and five did daven. Lo yispalu ashliach tzibur belachash. So he should. So you don't have a tzibur. There's no tefillah b'tzibur there because you only have loyv tzibur. Your five people didn't daven. Five people did daven. So then, but these five are entitled for a kedusha. Rak yaschu miyad bekeil rom. So now, one of the five was Udavin Bekerom, the others Udavin quietly together with him, the other four. Dika Kavonu Bechzorah Bezer Rak Mishum Kedusha. V'yayim HaGimel HaRishonis Bekerom V'ashar Belachas. Av Ksheyesh Roiv Minyan, but if there's six Davin, and there were 10 people in 6 Davin, so then the aloch is, so they daven a tefillah b'lachash, and then they daven a chazaras hashatz.